Father Jan Franciszek Macha was born in Chorzów Stary in Poland on January the 18th, 1914, the first child of iron worker Paweł and his wife Anna. In total, they would have six children, two of whom would not survive until adulthood. As a young man, Jan had numerous passions. He was active in the Scouting movement and Poland's Catholic Youth Association, played violin and piano, and acted in amateur theatre productions. Above all, however, Jan was an accomplished handball player. As a youngster, Jan felt a calling to the priesthood, and at the age of 20, he entered the seminary knowing that this calling was the right direction for his life. He wanted to be a shepherd of souls. On June the 25th, 1939, he was ordained a priest in the Church of the Holy Apostles of Peter and Paul in Katowice, Poland. Father Jan celebrated his first Mass in his home parish of St. Mary Magdalene in Chorzów, and something strange occurred at this time. Father Jan's sister, Rosa, comes into the sacristy to see him. He looked at her and said, "Rosa, know that I will die young and not a natural death." Rosa told him not to talk like that on such a joyful day, but Jan continued, "Rosa, just today, I want to tell you this because I am convinced I will die young." When Mass started and the sensing began, most of the people in the congregation saw the smoke forming like a red scarf around the neck of the new priest. Barely anyone paid attention to it. Was this a foreshadowing of what was to come? The Second World War would break out just a couple months later with the German invasion of Poland. However, the specter of war was already causing widespread anxiety as Hitler, who had annexed Czechoslovakia and Austria the previous year, was becoming increasingly aggressive in his demands towards Poland. Father Jan was fully occupied with his priestly duties, focused on the many souls entrusted to his care, and fully aware of the danger that loomed all around the Polish people. The Nazis had the firm intention of Germanizing this part of Poland. For this, all citizens were required to learn German. The language should be spoken in church as well as in private circles. The new government even demanded that songs and homilies be in German. Father Jan loved his Polish language and Polish heritage and was deeply offended by this insanity. In addition, it was costly for him to implement these demands. Paying for translations and new songbooks and readers and instruction guides was an impossible demand to fulfill. He was also keenly aware of the poverty of the people in his care. He wanted to do something. In order to help those most in need, Father Jan decided to create an organization called Konwalia, which translates to Lily of the Valley. The purpose of this organization was to raise funds to help families whose loved ones had been shot or arrested. Unfortunately, his secret activity was quickly denounced. Now, he took care of many families touched by the nightmare of war. No suffering left him indifferent. Wherever someone was arrested, deported, or shot, he brought comfort and material support, and he paid no attention to differences of nationality, religious denomination, or social level. Apart from some initiatives carefully overseen by the Germans, charitable work was strictly forbidden in occupied Poland. Thus, beginning in early 1941, the Gestapo, which was the secret police of Germany, kept an eye on the young priest. Twice, he was summoned by the Gestapo, but refused to give up helping. He was arrested on September the 5th, 1941, and taken to Katowice prison. He was beaten and tormented for many months. They insulted him, and even the Lord, whom he served. They prevented him from sleeping, but even covered with wounds and exhausted, Father Jan had asked God to forgive his persecutors. On July the 17th, 1942, Father Jan Franciszek Macha was sentenced to death. His family began desperately seeking help to save him. His mother even traveled all the way to Germany and met with Hitler's sister, asking for grace to spare her boy. She promised to talk to the Führer about it. Father Jan's mother waited every day for a reply. None would ever come. After more than a year of interrogations and sadistic beatings, Father Jan Macha was guillotined in a prison in Katowice on December the 3rd, 1942. In his last letter to his family, he wrote, "My life was brief, but I am convinced that I have achieved my aim." Now, Pope Francis declared in 2019 that Father Jan Franciszek Macha died in hatred of the faith. From the earliest days of his priesthood, he placed himself at the service of his neighbor, setting out on the road of heroic realization of love, the road that would later lead him to the sacrifice of his life. In the darkness of his prison, he found in God the strength and the gentleness to face this Calvary. May his martyrdom be a fertile seed of hope and peace. Blessed Jan Franciszek Macha, pray for us.